Hey now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm so delighted that you're tuning in and listening from everywhere on the planet. You can do so at LynnMillionaire.com. Click listen live. You can also do so at WVON.com via our friends at iHeartRadio. You can take us everywhere you are, and we are excited about that. I am so happy that tomorrow is the third annual Family Care Expo, the WVON Family Care Expo. It's a celebration of family. And what better way to celebrate family than to get our money straight? Because this show is about creating millionaires. I didn't say one person at a time. I didn't say one, man at a time. I didn't say one woman at a time. I said one family at a time, because this is truly a family affair. So at 12:30, I get to talk and I get to share the 21st century CEO, the making of a mogul. And I'm going to tell you what it takes. And it may not be as hard as you think it is, but it certainly requires a commitment and a commitment to excellence and a grind that you would never believe. But I've got some great people who are going to join me tomorrow as we discuss. And I've got some great opportunities for everybody who's trying to get their money, business, and wealth situation to the next level, especially as we plan for 2020. I talk a lot about Wealth Vision 2020. It's one of the trademarks that operates throughout my enterprise. It's Wealth Vision 2020 coaching. Wealth Vision 2020 really is just the movement behind. 12 years ago, I thought by the year 2020, we'd have our money straight, but we don't. In some cases, we're worse off, but that's okay, because we're going to get it together and we're going to realize it right now. So I'm excited for you. Today, I want to talk a little bit about something that I came across, and it really actually shocked me, because I didn't know that people were keeping records. You know, in the world that we live in today, you got to be careful. Or not, it's up to you. If you care what people think, you got to be careful. If you don't care what they think, then do what you're doing. I always tell my daughters to be very careful about what they put on social media, because it'll follow you forever. And my youngest daughter said, well, you know, if people don't like me because of that, oh well. So that one just makes my head hurt. She makes me shake my head all the time. But I found this on social media, and it's the 9 most financially irresponsible players in NBA history. Now, why somebody felt the need to go find the 9 most financially irresponsible players and not 5 or 10, you know, 9 is just a weird kind of number to me for a list. You know, it's always supposed to be the top 10 something or the 3 steps to something. But the 9, now I'm not mad at the number 9, because the 9 is a number of reaping. But this number is going in the opposite direction. So I don't know. But I am looking at I discovered that there is such a thing, the 9 most financially irresponsible players in NBA history. So my first question is with the number 9. And then the second, why they got to single out the NBA? Why is the NBA the industry that we want to focus on? Aren't there some other people who made money in other athletic fields that have lost their money? So I want you all to call me at 312-374-8130. Who do you think is on this list? Don't cheat. Don't go to the Google and try to find it. But who do you think would qualify on this list as some of the 9 most irresponsible players, financially irresponsible players in NBA history? So let's just talk about it. Let's be real, because I know one of the things that, you know, I see several of my colleagues courting their children through athletic childhoods, whether it be football or basketball. And football and basketball are 2 of the top for African Americans. But I imagine it happens with all of the sports. I mean, look at Venus and Serena Williams. They were playing tennis in Compton amidst the, you know, just a really dangerous situation at a very young age. Let's look at some of the folks in other sports, whether it be hockey or baseball. I'm pretty sure some of these people have had their gifts nurtured by family members for a very, very, very long time. But the NBA and the football industry, I think, present themselves to be, did I say baseball? I forgot about baseball. Okay, does anybody practice that? Baseball is just, I don't even understand how it became America's sport. Why isn't it bid whist or something with a little more excitement to it? But yes, you've got all these other industries. So we're talking about the 9 most financially irresponsible players in NBA history. And we don't want to fall in that trap. And everybody says, if I had that amount of money, it would never happen to me. If I had this, it would never happen to me. People who have won the lotto, hundreds of millions of dollars, and then they're worse off after than before, because the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So who is on this list? I want you to call me at 312-374-8130. Now, the first person I'm going to tell you, they've got Charles Barkley on here. I said, what? Now, I would have never guessed that he was on there. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, on WVON. Tell me something I don't know. Before we do that, we have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back to talk WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hi, you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And you can follow me at Lynn Millionaire or go to LynnMillionaire.com to get help. You can also follow me at Lynn Richardson and find out about events and things I'm going to partake in and participate in over the next several days and weeks, getting us to the end of the year. I'm excited about the 3rd Annual Family Care Expo, Saturday, October 26th. You will see me there live at the Kroc Center at 1250 West 110th Street, Chicago, 60643. And the event is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so please come out and talk about all of the things. Now, at 9 a.m., there is a cannabis workshop. Let me help y'all understand something. Stop emailing me about cannabis, reefer. I don't know nothing about it. I don't. I miss that. I never smoked it. I tried to. The people in my group wouldn't let me. And, you know, so I just missed that whole thing. So I'm not about to start now. And I'm just not interested. It is not just this. I'm not interested in a whole lot of things that they have available to medicate people. To each his own. If it's legal, fine. Move on. But don't email me, because I don't have an opinion. People are emailing me talking about how can they start a cannabis business. I don't know, honey. I have no idea. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how it goes, but if that's your thing, then come on out for the 9 a.m. workshop. I think that's going to be, you know, amazing and awesome for the people who are interested in that. Then we're talking about rebuilding your community block by block at 10 a.m. So I think that's going to be just as amazing. All of the workshops, I think, are going to be enlightening and educational. And it all comes down to if you are going to take action. Then at 11:30, there's a TED Talk. The family meeting on protecting our assets with Ted London. So that's going to be amazing at 12:30. Me, yours truly, the 21st century CEO. Come on now. That's what I am. I am a 21st century CEO. I am a CEO of a few things. So that's amazing. The making of a mogul. I'm excited about that. And I'm really excited because all of this really is centered around community development. And I'm so happy to see and to know that family care and community economic development are one and the same. And then Dr. Mason, Eat to Live at 2 p.m. Yes, Eat to Live. I already know what's going to give me life this weekend. Some Harold's, some Goose Island Shrimp, Portillo. You know, I always try to get to like five or six different restaurants in the same night. I try to do an eating spree. It never works. I always get stuck at the first spot, and after I eat two bites, I'm done. So in my mind, though, I am going to have just this amazing eating spree, but I would need to spend many, many days in Chicago in order to get to all the things I want to eat in enough time so that I don't just blow up, you know, because if you eat all that stuff, then you got to deal with the weight and I got to get on TV. And it's just a big problem. And you all will talk about me and I'll talk about your back. So anyway, that's not going to work for me. I got to stick to my D-I-E-T, my diet. But I'm so happy. So I can't wait to see so many of you have emailed. And I'm going to see you there. So the nine most financially irresponsible players in NBA history, they got Charles Barkley is the number nine person. So they say that he lost $10 million one year just by gambling. And the caption literally says 34% of African-American NBA players grew up in households earning less than 150% of the poverty line. That's a little bit of money. That's a lot of people living below the poverty line. It said more likely than not, financial literacy courses were not available and that they weren't stressed. You know, I don't know about that. I know that financial literacy has been a huge thing for the past 20 years. However, if it's not being practiced day to day, not just in your home, but when you go outside, when you go to lunch, when you drive your car. I used to tell people when the economy crashed, I had this thing called gas price distance. I lived on Lincoln Highway, and they had the church, the mall, Walgreens. Everything was on Lincoln Highway. So if somebody called me and asked me to go somewhere, I said, is it in gas price distance? What's gas price distance? A block from my house, because I can't afford to drive anyplace else. So financial literacy comes from what you do on a day-to-day basis. And so here they say, among all the ways to blow money, gambling, they say, may be the most foolish of them all. Do you think so? So he lost about $10 million in gambling one year, and I guess he realized he had a problem, but he was able to make more money. But is it okay? Is it okay to just gamble your money away? What do you all think? You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break. It's 1230 on the talk of Chicago for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. Call me at 312-374-8130. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. And we are excited about the Family Care Expo that's taking place this weekend. So come on out and see me. I can't wait to see you there. So the top nine, you know, I don't know where they came up with this number, most irresponsible, financially irresponsible NBA players in history. I guess they went and searched all of history and found these people. I have some comments about, you know, some of the judgment, but I'm going to go down this list. So number nine was Charles Barkley. They claimed he lost around $10 million just by gambling, and they think that that's pretty ridiculous. Number eight, Jason Caffey, and he had 10 children with eight women and was arrested after failing to pay child support to one of the women. He later filed for bankruptcy. He used to be a Bull. Yeah, Chicago Bulls. Come on now, Chicago. I didn't even know the Bulls without the names that we really remember. Do you all remember Jason Caffey? I don't remember him. Now I remember Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and B.J. Armstrong. You know, I remember those people, but I don't remember this guy. But anyway, he made close to $35 million in his career. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of money to a lot of people. However, you know, when a celebrity is spending $1, $2, $3 million every year just on maintenance and upkeep and an entourage and security and attorneys, and I think people don't understand that if someone makes $35 million, that they probably don't get $35 million in their pocket. As a matter of fact, if you make $35 million, you're in the one of the highest tax brackets, then you're probably after your agent's commission, which is 20%. So you've got $7 million that just came off the top. So now you're down to $28 million. And then if you've got attorney's fees, which I'm pretty sure can go into the high, you know, hundreds of thousands just because of all the paperwork. So let's just say $1 million over his career on attorney's fees. And then if you have taxes on that $35 million and you're in the 35% tax bracket, then that is $12.2 million. So that begins to be a lot of money. Now, can you imagine making $35 million and somebody wanting $12? And they never bounced the ball, never did anything. I'm talking about the IRS. Well, guess what? There are people walking around every day. You make $50,000, the IRS wants $15. You make $100,000, the IRS wants $35. You make $200,000, the IRS wants $60,000 to $70,000 of that. That's about, you know, what it comes down to. If you do not understand the money game, and if you do not understand how to get your money back, which means you should run your life like a business and make sure that you are writing as many things off as you can legally, ethically, and morally. And for me, that means everything I do is business. Everything. I don't do anything unless it's business. If it's not business, I don't do it. I just sit in one spot and look at the sky. I guess that's what would happen. So everything is always business for me. So when I drive my car, it's for business. Use my cell phone, it's for business. When I travel, it's for business. When I go and buy lotion, it's for business, because I buy my lotion when I'm about to travel and I need to get put some lotion on my hands. So all of those things I do for business. And then, you know, I get to write things off. You also get to take your clothes to the dry cleaner. So if you travel for business and your clothes, you wear clothing. I hope you wear clothing while you were traveling. Then you come home. That clothing needs to be clean. You can take that clothing to the dry cleaner, and that's a part, that's a tax write-off as well. So there are so many things that you can do. 475 tax deductions, that's a lot of tax deductions. I don't even know if I spend my money on 475 things. So if there are 475 tax deductions, that means there's everything that I have. I only spend my money on about 20 things, I think, you know, food, clothing, shelter, a few other things like that. So I just wanted to provide some perspective on that. We're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON. You can call me at 312-374-8130. Tell me what you think about the NBA players being singled out, number one. And do you think that these are the most financially irresponsible people in history? So we've got Jason Caffey. Number seven, Kenny Anderson. Kenny Anderson. Yeah, y'all remember Kenny Anderson. So he played for 14 years in the league. He earned close to $63 million. He had seven children by five different women. Now, let me tell y'all something. When you all go out and make all this money, stop having these kids by all of these people. You know, wrap it up. How do they say it? I don't even know what the term is, but I think that's what it was. Wrap it up. Come on now. Because what's happening is your wealth is being squandered. And I'm not saying that the children are an accident. Certainly by no means am I saying that. But let's just be a little more responsible. When his career ended, he was left broke and had no college degree. So that's the thing that really gets me about that. It makes me very sad for him. But he eventually got his degree in 2010. And he's trying to turn things around. So there you go, Kenny Anderson. You know, what do you think? Do you think people deserve it when they lose all their money? Do you feel sorry for them? I do. Do you think that they, you know, do you have any empathy for them? I know everybody is struggling every day. And if you had it, you probably would do something different. But is there any empathy or compassion? So here's somebody else who made the list. Let's talk about this person, Eddie Curry. Made the list, and he had a difficult career on and off the court. There was sexual harassment and, you know, he was tied up and robbed at gunpoint. This is all back in 2007. Unfortunately, very, very unfortunately, his 9-month-old daughter was murdered. And he squandered away roughly $60 million. He got a loan for $580,000 at an 85% interest rate. So that means he borrowed $580,000. He probably had to pay. He had to pay back almost $1 million, which is unfortunate. But when people are in a crunch, you know, they do things. So he would pay $16,000 per month in allowance to friends and relatives. $16,000 a month. Wow. Do you think that that makes sense to do? Should you pay your family and friends an allowance if you make it rich? I mean, I'm not going to see now my husband, he's in the studio. He said he's going to cut everybody off. Now, I'm not saying cut it off. But yeah, it's like, okay, you can come over for Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter, and I will cook you a big meal. But an allowance for what? For allowing to do what? I don't understand that. So I think sometimes generosity and emotions get mixed with favor and fame and fortune. And unfortunately, it ends up being a disaster for many people. Who else is on this list? We're talking about the most irresponsible NBA players in history. Derek Coleman. They said he put all of his eggs in two dangerous baskets, real estate and Rolexes. So he bought a lot of Rolexes and he had a series of poor real estate investments. And it was in Detroit, and Detroit got hit hard by the recession. So when the market crashed, all of his assets just went crazy. And he also had a collection of watches. Would you have a collection of Rolexes if you had $80 million? I don't know. I just can't imagine it. I think I'd have a chain of every favorable franchise that I could think of. I'd do one. I'd do my research. I'd invest in one and then another. I create cash cows. I don't think I would invest in stuff that was just going to sit on the shelf in the house. I don't know. But to each his own. So we're talking about the most irresponsible players in NBA history. Now they're talking about Antoine Walker. So he blew away $110 million. How do you do that? That's what he did. So he had two Bentleys, two Mercedes, a Range Rover, a Cadillac Escalade, and a Hummer. Then he was very generous. He gave people money. He supported 70 friends and family members with allowances that he, you know, just gave people money. So do they feel guilty? What do you all think? Like, what is going on here? Why do we have this continuous rags to riches situation? Worst of all, he was arrested in Vegas by authorities for writing fraudulent checks to the casinos while he was gambling, probably trying to get all his money back. I feel sorry for them. I do. I have a great amount of compassion. I don't feel like they deserve what they got when they lost in the end. I actually don't. I think that there's a bigger system at play, and we all have a role to play in it. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time. And in order to do that, we got to figure out some of these mistakes that have been made. My post today said more money doesn't solve a money problem. If it did, millionaires wouldn't go bankrupt. And that is all too true for many athletes, entertainers, and celebrities who have come into lots of money and then lost it all simply because their bottom line, at the end of the day, there was no respect for the dollar. And I don't say that to say that the people were not respectable people. But if you don't respect the dollar will not respect you. And I have learned that myself. So they've been talking about, I've been talking about the top nine people in NBA history, the top nine most financially irresponsible people in NBA history. So I've got some, you know, I've got Demetrius here in the studio with me. And you tell me, who are some of those names without knowing this study? Who do you think is on the list, Demetrius?
Sprewell.
Now, so you say Sprewell, and I don't even know who that is. But he is on the list. But let's get to why would you say Sprewell? Why did he come up?
He was one of them players that he jumped from team to team, and it didn't seem like his career was going to last. He was a excellent player, but he just didn't pan out with a nice team that was going to help him, you know.
But why did that make you think he lost money? Because he was jumping from team to team. A lot of people do that.
You know, you have people that try to extend themselves too far. You know, when you don't have a lot of things outside of basketball going for you, you know, your money's gonna start dwindling away.
Okay. Well, he Scottie Pippen is number three on the list, and they said he blew away $120 million with irresponsible and lackluster financial decisions. So. That's where having somebody who's going to help you keep your money is important. They said he bought a $4 million jet that didn't even work. You know, people are just mean. They said he had to pay another $1 million to get it fixed. And then he also had a series of poor investment decisions. So Sprewell was number two, Latrell Sprewell. And they said that he declined. Well, first of all, he choked his head coach and was suspended for 68 games. He choked the coach? Like, how does that happen?
I guess the coach was trying to put, you know, when you're a player, you're a player. You just can't say anything out of your mouth to a grown man. So
wow.
You can't take that type of stuff.
So it sounds like he had some other issues, given that he was unable to restrain himself from choking the coach. I don't think life is going to go very well if you do that. And then they said he arrogantly declined a three-year, $21 million contract, saying he had a family to feed. I don't understand. If he declined the $21 million contract extension, wouldn't that have helped him feed his family? Why would he do something like that? Why would you decline a $21 million contract extension?
You know, some people, they when they're a basketball player and you are good, but I guess he assumed that he wanted more than he was supposed to get more, and he declined it.
Okay. All right. So bring me a $21 million contract. I'm not declining it. I don't care what they pass it out. I'm just going, you know, we will get the next money on the next goal in the next 3 years. And then they said his house got foreclosed on, and then he declined the contract and he never played again. So after he declined the contract, he never played again. And he made close to $96 million in his career. And the number one person, who else did you have on the list, Demetrius?
Allen Iverson.
Yep, that's it. And you weren't even looking at the list that I had, and I have multiple pages. So Allen Iverson is number one. They said he made over $200 million and then went broke, and he's spoken a lot about that. They said he had over 50 friends and relatives that he would support, banned from casinos in Atlantic City and Detroit. And so... more money doesn't solve a money problem. If it did, millionaires wouldn't go bankrupt. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Do not let yourself get in a situation where no matter how much money you make, you're losing it. I want to see you at the expo tomorrow. In the meantime, call my office, 888-LYN123. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.